Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Kyle Henderson along with Andrew Bone. Today, we're talking Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting here with Andrew to kind of go over the latest going into the month of March. Remember, spring football, just a couple weeks away. There's a lot of ground to cover. Today, we're going to be talking about a variety of class of 22 prospects. Also, Emmanuel Henderson is set to make his decision this coming Saturday. Bone, let's kind of just open just talking about the class right now and kind of just, you know, kind of remind everyone where things stand. It's very early, obviously, in the recruitment process, but kind of talk about this class for the first four prospects on board, how things are coming along after Ty Simpson jumps on board.
Yeah, four commitments, four different states. Alabama picked up an early commitment from Robert Woodyard out of Mobile, and then recently picked up a surprise commitment from Walter Bobb. It was kind of unexpected, but Alabama noticed him pretty early and jumped on him, and he decided to go ahead and commit. And then Elijah Brown, Alabama extended him an offer last year, and has been in contact with him really ever since. And even though Jeff Banks ended up leaving and becoming the tight ends coach over at Texas, the relationship continued with Alabama, and he decided to jump on board. And then Ty Simpson, obviously a huge commitment for Alabama, number 23 overall player in the Rivals 100. You can pretty much consider him a five-star. The stars just haven't been expanded just yet, but number 23, that gets you a five-star rating in the end. So obviously a huge commitment in Ty Simpson, but still pretty pretty low numbers right now at just four commitments. Maybe that turns into five this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about Emmanuel Henderson here in a minute, but I don't think Alabama fans have anything to worry about. We were talking about this last year. There was one commitment all the way until about mid-April. And now they have four. So you got to think, they're off to a good start this year. There may be some teams that have, 7, 8, 9, 10, plus commitments right now, but Alabama's not really, trying to do that. They're really not trying to load up too early. They're trying to be a little bit more patient. You got to keep in mind this 2022 class, most of these kids have not taken college visits. They haven't been on college campuses. They haven't met with coaching staffs. Sure, it's cool and all to have a Zoom call with Nick Saban and talk to different coaches, throughout the week. But a lot of these coaches at the same time still want to meet with these kids. They want to sit down with them. They want to get to know them. Hopefully that's going to change this summer. We were hoping that it was going to change on April the 15th, but the NCAA, decided to extend the recruiting dead period until the end of May. So hopefully at the end of May, beginning of June, we will see recruits start being able to visit college campuses again and, get an opportunity for schools to really evaluate these kids. Not necessarily, from a workout standpoint or, being on the field, but just getting to know them, getting a recruit in Nick Saban's office and, getting to know him and his family on a personal level. They were able to, handle it on the, in this 2021 class, pretty well, obviously. But a lot of those kids had visited Alabama before. They had been to junior days. They had been to, camps the previous year. These 2022 kids haven't been to camps. Some of them have when they were, maybe when they were freshmen, but it's been a little while since they've been. They haven't been to junior days. They really just haven't, gotten a chance to really be recruited outside of, the Zoom calls, the letters and text messages, social media posts and stuff like that. That's pretty much it. And I think a lot of schools really want to get a chance to know these kids, especially Alabama. And guess what? Alabama, the king of college football, they can be patient. They can wait on kids. They can, pick and choose who they're going to, really make a strong push for. We may see a lot of offers that are out there, but that doesn't mean all these kids can commit. You still have to be, properly evaluated and go through the process a little bit. Alabama has their process, not only, when you're on the team, but also in recruiting. So I certainly think that Alabama is still trying to determine, where they're going to go in terms of, some of these guys who have offers, if they're really going to push for them, are they going to be able to evaluate a little bit more? Now, don't get me wrong. There's still a lot of kids out there that have committable offers that they're pushing for that we talk about pretty often. But there's also a lot of kids that I continue to see put out, favorites list. They may have Alabama in their top three, top four, top five. But Alabama's not necessarily pushing for him just yet. They may be recruiting him, but they're not necessarily going to take a commitment from some of these kids. But there are some they certainly would.
All right, Bowman. Well, let's talk about Emmanuel Henderson. He just recently, a couple of weeks ago, he said that he was going to announce this coming Saturday. And, it's kind of preview that commitment a little bit and kind of talk about some front runners for Emmanuel Henderson. One of the top in-state prospects from the state of Alabama is going to be committing on Saturday, March 13th at 1 p.m., I believe. Tell us about Emmanuel Henderson. Who are some other contenders? I know Alabama, we've talked about that before, that seemed to have an edge on Emmanuel Henderson, but who are some contenders and what do you like about him as a player?
Yeah, we've been talking about Emmanuel for a while now. I think just because he's had this commitment date set, and he's one of these few guys who has a commitment date set that Alabama's heavily recruiting. And so we've known about this since about late, I think it was around January 23rd, we announced that he was going to commit on March 13th. And you know, it's been pretty much the same schools that have been in the race from the get-go: Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Clemson, Florida. I do think Alabama's in a very good position right now. You look at the future cast right there, it's at 100% for Alabama. I'm not really sure how many future casts have been entered so far, but I imagine it's more than a few. But I do like Alabama's chances with Emmanuel Henderson. You know, he's such a dynamic athlete at the running back position. You know, 6'1", 185 pounds, also a standout basketball player. But I think he can play, you know, just about any skill position. I think he can play running back. I think he can play wide receiver. I also think he can play on the defensive side of the ball. I think, as of right now, the plan probably is more running back. But still at the same time, as I mentioned earlier, Alabama still hasn't seen a lot of these kids in person, most of them. They want to get a chance to really evaluate them and see them and kind of go from there. So hopefully Alabama will get a chance to see Emmanuel Henderson maybe this summer or maybe even in the fall a little bit more and kind of determine for sure, is he going to be a running back or will he potentially play another position? I think he's open to playing other positions. But as of right now, like I said, I think running back is, is the main position Alabama's recruiting him to play.
Here with Andrew Bone talking Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting. Bone, before we move on, let's talk about a couple other in-state prospects that have set announcement dates and maybe also kind of, I wanted to get your take. We haven't really talked about it too much, but Tanner Bailey out of the state of Alabama recently committed to Oregon. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that. And then also talk about a couple other prospects from the state of Alabama that have set up commitment dates.
Yeah. Well, Tanner is obviously a great quarterback, had a great season at Gordo. I think he missed a little bit of the season with a shoulder injury, then came back and finished the season pretty strong. This was a kid that Alabama really liked a lot, showed a lot of interest in, but at the same time, Ty Simpson, just a little bit above him on the recruiting board. So, Alabama was going to really focus all their attention on Ty Simpson until he made that decision. Ty ends up committing to Alabama. And so, they weren't going to take another quarterback. I know we've discussed, the possibility of Alabama taking two quarterbacks in this 2022 class. But as I stated a few weeks ago on BamaInsider.com, that's just not the plans right now. The plan was to just get one. They got their one in Ty Simpson. And Mario Cristobal comes into Alabama and gets Tanner Bailey. What a great get for Coach Mario. I mean, this is a coach that Alabama fans love. I know a lot of Alabama fans miss him, and he was certainly a great recruiter for the Crimson Tide during his tenure in Tuscaloosa. So coming into Alabama, recruiting top players the last couple of years, I'm sure he's really excited about getting Tanner Bailey on board.
And now if we can kind of talk about some other in-state prospects that have set announcement dates and kind of just go over that before we move forward.
Yeah, there's not really anybody that has, specifically set announcement dates. Now, in terms of, who could potentially make commitments this spring, some of the guys that I'm watching, it's going to be Mari Kelly from Hewitt Trustful, four-star wide receiver who picked up an offer from Alabama during the season, talented athlete that I think could really play on either side of the ball. He had 700 plus yards receiving, but I think he could, you know, potentially also play in the defensive backfield. But Alabama really likes Amari Kelly a lot, one of their top overall in-state targets. And, you know, if he is recruited as a wide receiver, you got to think this is a very small wide receiver class after the class that Alabama signed last year. So, you know, I think if Alabama gets another receiver on board over the course of next, you know, month or two, you know, could put some pressure on some of these other receivers to, you know, go ahead and make a decision. Shamar James out of Mobile at Faith Academy, you know, very talented athlete, 6'3", about 210 pounds. You know, can play on, you know, can play linebacker, can play defensive back. Yeah, I think he can move around a good bit. And, you know, he's certainly a guy that I think that, you know, Alabama likes a lot, and certainly somebody that, you know, they're really going to press for all the way up until he makes that decision. So certainly, you know, somebody that I think that, you know, Alabama has a great chance to land. I think he'll probably make a decision sooner rather than later. Those are the two guys I'm really kind of watching for. But in terms of, you know, some of these other, you know, elite top end guys, you know, Jeremiah Alexander, former Alabama commitment. I think Alabama has, still a great chance to land him. You know, it's probably going to be more of a, you know, Alabama, Georgia recruiting battle for him. I think the longer he waits without making a decision, the better it is for Alabama, because I do think, I see the future cast on there 100% for Alabama, but I think that's probably pretty old. I don't know if there's been any new addition, you know, any new forecast since his decommitment from Alabama. But I think that you know, Alabama still has a great chance to land him. He just got to kind of wait it out. You know, we saw this with Kool-Aid last year. You know, the number one player in the state of Alabama was an Alabama lean early on in his recruitment. Then it shifted to Auburn. Then people were thinking, oh, he's going to LSU. And then it went back to Auburn. And then in the end, he ends up committing to Alabama. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Jeremiah. But like I said, I think the longer he goes without making a decision, the better it is for the Crimson Tide. And, you know, there's a couple of defensive tackles. Justice Finkley from Hewitt Trustful, and then you know, Curtis Perry from Park Crossing. You know, those are two guys that, you know, Alabama continues to press for. You know, really like both of those guys a lot, but I don't think either one of them are in any rush to make a decision. This is going to be a long, drawn out process for both of them. Antonio Kite from Anniston High School. Now, he just came off of a Class 4A basketball championship a couple weeks ago, and announced after they won the championship that he's going to be dropping a top five pretty soon. Now, this is a kid who just played you know, his junior season. It was his first year playing high school football, and you know, has picked up a lot of offers. You know, 6'2", 180 pounds. Being recruited as a safety by Alabama. He's also got an offer from Alabama in basketball. So, you know, that's something to, you know, watch pretty closely. But I think Alabama has a great chance with him. You know, one other kid that I'll mention, you know, TJ Dudley, you know, somebody that, you know, we've talked about a lot on the show. There's been a lot of predictions that he's going to make a decision this spring. I don't see a commitment happening this spring right now. I think it's going to be drawn out a little bit longer. You know, maybe gives some schools a little bit of a chance to evaluate him. Still a little bit more. You know, I think Alabama, Clemson, top two right now, but certainly somebody that we're going to continue to watch and monitor pretty closely. But I think there were some plans to announce a decision this spring, but I think it's going to be stretched out a little bit, maybe before the senior season, you know, maybe even after. So we'll see when he gets ready to make that college choice. But those are some of the top, you know, in-state guys that Alabama is going after that they're pushing for, you know, that I feel like they've got a great chance to land here in the future.
Here with Andrew Bone talking Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting. If you could do us a favor and hit the thumbs up, like, and subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop content right here on BamaInsider.com. Bone, Malachi Starks has set a decision date. We wanted to talk about him today. If you can inform everyone about Malachi Starks and give us a little backstory as, you know, very interesting, another prospect out of 2022 that we're certainly tracking.
Yeah, you know, one of the top, you know, athletes in the country out of Jefferson, Georgia. It's going to be announcing on March the 25th. He has the top three, Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia. Now, I had someone tell me the other day, this is a three-team race. That it could go either way. But doing a little bit more digging over the course of the last few days. I really don't buy into it. I think it's more of a Georgia-Clemson recruiting battle. Now, he's certainly a take for Alabama, but I feel like this is more of a Georgia-Clemson battle. He's got some family ties to Clemson. He also grew up a Clemson fan. But Georgia was really pushing hard, in-state program. Could end up in Athens, but I just think Alabama's on the outside looking in for him.
All right. I wanted to I'm really excited to get this graphic up. I worked really hard on it before the show, right? So we're talking about the Florida prospects that Nick Saban and the rest of the staff signed from 2021. I mean, I love it. I mean, Nick Saban went to every single spot in Florida and landed pretty much the top guy that he wanted. It was really incredible. I know Charles Huff played a great role in that. But Bone, what are things looking like in the state of Florida recruiting wise for the class of 2022? Give us some names to track. Sunshine State always pumps out, you know, some of the best prospects in the state or in the country rather. Who are some names to know in the class of 2022?
You're right. Charles Huff, Jeff Banks, but South Sincere, y'all did great job in the state of Florida last year. Recruiting, and I think we're going to see Robert Gillespie, Jay Graham really hit the state hard this year for Alabama. New assistant coaches on the staff, but I certainly think talking about prospects in Florida this year, I don't know if they're going to sign seven like they did last year, but I certainly think that they can add a couple. I mean, first off, in the defensive backfield, there's certainly a couple guys that that I really like that I think Alabama has a great chance to potentially land. Devin Moore from Naples, just named a top seven. I think his recruitment could easily come down to Alabama and Florida. Azariah Thomas out of Niceville. Another guy that is in the Rivals 100 that certainly is being heavily pursued by Alabama. The one running back, Tron Allen from IMG Academy. There's a few guys at IMG Academy this year that Alabama certainly is showing interest in. They're really pushing hard for. Tyler Booker's an offensive lineman at IMG who they also really like a lot. There's a couple defensive backs at IMG as well. I don't know if how hard Alabama's pushing for a commitment. I still think defensive backfield still being evaluated. New cornerbacks coach in the mix. So I think Alabama's still trying to figure out who they really want at the defensive back position. So trying to make some decisions there. Julian Armelia, five-star offensive lineman. Down in South Florida, certainly a big time target has Alabama on his short list. Marvin Jones Jr., FSU legacy, really likes Alabama a lot. Certainly somebody that they're pushing for and have been pushing for really ever since the start of his recruitment. Earl Little Jr., another guy at American Heritage that Alabama really likes a lot, defensive back. So those are some of the top guys in the state of Florida that Alabama really likes a lot. They're pushing for, we may see some guys that are, committed elsewhere that, may end up taking visits to Alabama at some point. But, off the top of my head, those are kind of the top names that, they're really pushing for early on.
All right, Bone. Definitely hit the thumbs up, like, and subscribe. We appreciate you guys being here, 50,000 strong right here on Bama Insider. Recently, Alabama extended some offers to some class of 2022 prospects, C.J. Hawkins, Jamarion Miller, Chris Marshall. Let's talk about those guys a little bit as new offers have been rolling out.
Yeah, it's one of those times right now where Alabama is extending a lot of underclassmen offers. So we're seeing a lot of 2023 offers get extended. A lot of those are, we like you a lot, but we still want you to come to camp or we want to see you in person at some point. But some of these 2022 offers aren't necessarily, come to camp offers. Some of the offers that we're seeing get extended right now are more of, we really like you a lot. We want you. May still want you to come up to campus at some point, but, we really like you a lot. C.J. Hawkins, big, athletic tight end, 6'7", 220 pounds out of Berkeley Prep in Tampa. Picked up an offer last week. He's also a standout basketball player, has some offers in basketball. I think his biggest offer in basketball is South Florida right now, but you know, we could see him picking up some more offers, and I'm sure we'll probably see Nate Oates talk to him at some point, and maybe Kool-Aid and Terry and Arnold also talking to him about their role at Alabama here in the future on the football and basketball team. Jamarion Miller, running back out of Texas, definitely somebody to keep an eye on. And I think Alabama's probably going to end up signing two running backs this year. You watch his film. I think everyone on our recruiting board on Bama Insider has described him as a Josh Jacobs type player, very physical for a smaller statue type guy. Certainly a physical runner. He's got great vision, speed, just ability out there on the football field. And spoke with him the other day about his offer, and he was blown away. He couldn't believe that Alabama extended him an offer. Certainly something that really stood out in his mind, just the way that they continue to produce, great NFL running backs, and, certainly somebody that I would continue to watch moving forward. And then the third offer, Chris Marshall out of Texas, 6'4", 200-pound wide receiver. You see a 100% future cast on A&M right now. Lives just outside of Houston area, but certainly somebody that we'll continue to track moving forward, and we'll add them to the big board. So these are three new offers for Alabama in this 2022 class here in the last week. They really have high interest in. There's a lot of guys that have offers from Alabama. You go to the offer list and you just see just a high amount of offers. A lot of these offers were, they may have been extended a year ago, maybe during the summer, maybe during the fall. But now we're getting to the point where a lot of these offers this spring are committable offers. I think some of the older offers may not be committable offers just because Alabama still wants to see a lot of these kids, but they're starting to really evaluate and really be, cautious as to which 2022 guys they extend offers to right now. So all three of these guys that have been offered over the course of the last week, I think they really like these guys a lot. They're going to be heavily pursued, and we'll see if they all end up visiting Tuscaloosa at some point.
All right, Bo. Now, kind of for the grand finale of the show, I mean, we want to talk about, any type of traction with, I'm sure you get a ton of questions. I get a ton of questions as well. It's like every single day, it's like the emails, like, what's the latest on Henry? And when is he going to announce to Alabama? So why don't you kind of end the show giving us the latest on Henry Toa and give us a timeline, Bone, please?
I wish I could. With Henry Tolotola, it's all about, waiting to see if the NCAA and SEC is going to allow a one-time transfer exemption. Everyone just assumes that that's already been passed because you see so many different kids that, have transferred. And, that's just not the case. The transfer exemption has not happened to this point. And, that's what everybody's waiting on. And we're going to be waiting. This isn't something that's going to be decided anytime soon. I think, it's probably going to be April, could be May before we even know. Maybe we'll know sooner, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. So I know people keep asking, people keep wondering, when is something going to happen? Well, it's maybe another month or two before we see anything. Now, as long as the NCAA and the SEC say, hey, you can transfer, you can play, I think he's going to transfer to Alabama. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think there's going to be a spot. But like I said, he's still waiting, and Alabama's still waiting. There's a lot of schools that are still waiting on kids, that have transferred, into their program or they're recruiting. A lot of kids are having to wait to find out if they can play next year. One other interesting name to kind of keep an eye on is Darian Kendrick. He's a defensive back, played at Clemson, entered the transfer portal. I think, Alabama's definitely in the mix there. Somebody, it's certainly a team that I would watch for him. Wasn't really thinking Alabama's going to, potentially get a grad transfer at the defensive back position. But this is certainly a guy to know, to follow, and see what happens, because I think Alabama is certainly interested. I've heard they're very interested. Former five-star wide receiver, actually played wide receiver his first year at Clemson, moved over to defensive back, and then was first team all ACC in 2020 as a defensive back. So certainly somebody to keep an eye on over the course of the next month or so, see what happens with him. But he is going to transfer, or he is in the transfer portal, plans on transferring. Alabama strongly in the mix there. And I know everyone wants to know what's going on with JT Tuimoloau, the five-star defensive lineman from the Seattle area. Still nothing. He just started his senior season. State of Washington just kicked off its football season. They did not have a football season in the fall. They moved it to the spring, and it just kicked off last week. So he's still kind of waiting it out, and it looks like he's going to kind of focus on his senior season now rather than recruiting, and then maybe get through his recruitment, then make that decision. But still think Alabama has a great chance to land him. Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, USC, all really involved there. But I still think Alabama has a great chance to land him, and we'll see if he ends up making a trip to Tuscaloosa before he ends up making a decision. Because even though the recruiting dead period did get extended until the end of May, maybe he still makes those trips in early June before making that decision. He doesn't necessarily have to sign at any particular time. He can arrive on campus in August for fall practice and be good to go. So we'll see what happens there, but really no time frame as of right now with JT. He just focused on his senior football season, which, like I said, began last week in the state of Washington.
Can you imagine, Bone? You go into, you're coming off this perfect season. You have all these early enrollees. We've heard some good things about, a couple guys that are already enrolled at Alabama. You can follow our fourth quarter program coverage back on BamaInsider.com, or at least some nuggets that we throw out. Go back to BamaInsider.com. The promo code is simply Roll Tide at checkout. But imagine this, Bone. You go into the summertime. You have guys coming in. Kyrie Jackson, potentially Henry Toa somehow figures out how to get to Alabama, and then you get JT Tuimoloau. I mean, it's unbelievable, right? It's like the rich get richer. I know, some of these things might not work out, but just hypothetically, it's pretty incredible to see the talent continuing to come in. So, there's a lot to keep track of going into March and April, and we'll definitely keep you covered at BamaInsider.com. Set the notifications on, turn on the bell for information regarding Emmanuel Henderson, who is announcing again on Saturday at 1 p.m. We'll have coverage right here on BamaInsider.com if he does decide to commit to the Alabama Crimson Tide. For everything else recruiting that's Alabama related, go to BamaInsider.com. Nobody's does a better job than Andrew Bone. And every Tuesday, you can catch our recruiting coverage back at Bama Insider, where his drops his 5 or 10 recruiting thoughts, depending on what's happening. And then also our live shows are at 6 p.m. Central Time right here on Bama Insider. We sincerely appreciate you being a part of our 50,000 club right here on BamaInsider.com. For Andrew Bone, myself, Kyle Henderson, hit the thumbs up, like, subscribe, and we'll catch you soon on our next video right here from beautiful Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Thank you very much for watching, everyone.